Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
You are listening to ID the Future, a podcast on intelligent design and the debate over evolution, originating from Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. I'm Robert Crowther, Director of Communications for the Center for Science and Culture, and joining me today is Casey Luskin, Program Officer for Public Policy and Legal Affairs with the Center for Science and Culture. Casey is an attorney with a master's degree in earth sciences from the University of California, San Diego, having taken much geology and evolutionary biology courses during his studies. He has published in the peer-reviewed journals of Geochemistry, Geophysics, and Geosystems, and in Progress in Complexity, Information, and Design. Welcome, Casey.
It's great to be back on the podcast, Rob.
I wanted to have you in today to talk a little bit about some of the news that we've heard recently about the fossil finds, especially this one of an alleged fish with feet. Can you tell us a little bit more about this and what it means for intelligent design?
Yeah, well, I mean, this alleged fish with feet is a fish that actually has fins. It doesn't have feet. Contrary to what has been talked about in the media quite a bit, this actually does not really reveal anything about how, quote unquote, fins turned into feet. I think that it's important for listeners to understand that this fossil, Tiktaalik, that was found is a true fish. It has very fin-like fins, and even some evolutionary biologists have recognized that there remains a large morphological gap between the fins that are found on this fish and the true feet of the some of the most primitive, quote-unquote, tetrapods, such as Acanthostega. As far as what this means for intelligent design, I think that while it's really not clear that this provides good evidence for an evolutionary transition, even if this was representative of some kind of a fossil that was part of a transition from fish to land animals, that would not necessarily refute intelligent design. Intelligent design is compatible with the view that life has changed and, quote-unquote, evolved over time. Where it takes issue is the claim that all of that change over the history of life has taken place as a result of natural selection, an unguided process combined with mutations, which are a random process. Intelligent design says at least some of the change is the result of a guided, intelligently guided process of intelligent design. So you could still have, you know, evolutionary transitions taking place like this, even if there had been intelligent design in the history of life.
Very interesting. I know that in addition to this particular fossil find, there have been some recent claims of human evolution, human fossil finds. Can you tell us about what was actually found and, you know, was the reporting about it very accurate?
Yeah, this was actually a lot of fun to watch what the media did with these alleged claims of finding the newest missing link of human evolution. Of course, we're always finding the missing link, but next time a new fossil is found, it's still called missing. So I don't know how that works. about a week after this Tiktaalik fossil was found, there were claims that there had been the most complete chain of human evolution ever found. And this actually made the cover story on MSNBC, and there were a lot of news articles that were calling this the missing link in human evolution. But it's very interesting to see what was actually found. When you look at the Nature paper that was published in the journal Nature in early April, it's clear that these transitional fossils, the alleged intermediate bones that were found, actually consisted of about two or three canine teeth of intermediate size and shape. So what we are talking about are basically a few glued together teeth made of bone scraps that had an intermediate size, and this was turned into claims of a newest missing link in human evolution. So, you know, I'll let the readers decide for themselves if this is compelling evidence for an evolutionary transition, but next time they find a couple teeth, don't tell me that we found a missing link.
Well, it seems that maybe these fossils tell us more about the evolutionists and their claims rather than the fossils as proof of evolution itself.
It really does, Rob. I just found, I love it when new missing links are found, and I found this fascinating. And the reason I love it when new missing links are found is because it's only then that we hear about how previously paltry the evidence had been for some given evolutionary transition. Let me give a couple of examples, and this is actually going to be coming straight out of the peer-reviewed literature that was published in journals, the journal Nature, regarding these finds. When Tiktaalik was found, we immediately were told that prior to the finding of Tiktaalik, the origin of major tetrapod features had remained obscure for lack of fossils that document the sequence of evolutionary changes. And then when these teeth were found and being called a missing link in the media, We found it was stated in the journal Nature that until recently, the origins of Australopithecus were obscured by a sparse fossil record. And there were other statements noting that, before we found Tiktaalik, the gap between fish and land animals was frustratingly wide, and that there was a large morphological gap. So, I mean, what's going on here is we see that only once they find an alleged missing link are evolutionists willing to sort of retroactively confess their ignorance as to how evolution actually took place. And in my view, this makes me wonder, what will happen the next time we find a missing link? Are we going to again hear, after we found Tiktaalik, we really didn't know that much about how evolution took place. But this new fossil, it solves all of our problems, which makes me wonder, where are we really left today? What can we really trust when we hear that every time they find a new missing link that they confess all this retroactive ignorance? It makes me wonder, do we really know that much even right now?
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens with the next fossil find, as you said. And I'm sure that people will be waiting with bated breath for that. Thanks for taking the time to speak with us today, Casey. If our listeners are interested in the debate over evolution and intelligent design and finding out more about fossils that you and others at Discovery Institute have written about, please visit our website at www.discovery.org. And be sure to visit our daily blog on intelligent design issues at www.idthefuture.com. I'm Robert Crowther for IDTF at the CSC in Seattle. Thank you for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Pinnock. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.